objects and stories from Australian life.
This is us. Dan Trey.
I'm trying to make sense of this object from the collection at the National Museum of Australia. I'm here with Leonard and Slava Gregorian, who've written a piece of music about it. What am I looking at here?
Well, it looks like nothing you've ever really seen before. It's an incredible musical instrument. I guess sort of zither-like, harp-like, and a little bit guitar-like. Like the resonator box part of this thing is an olive oil can. And the fretboard, although it's not quite a fretboard, it's like a round piece of bamboo that's sticking out from the side of the olive oil container.
This instrument was created by a man called Min Tam Nguyen when he was in a refugee camp in the Philippines in 1976. And it's just so inventive.
He was a musician back in Vietnam, and then he fought in the Vietnam War, and he fled by boat to the Philippines. And music was a huge part of his life, and he wanted that to continue. So he took it upon himself to create this instrument, which is basically, it's a combination of a Western guitar and a zither. So he was able to play Western music on it and also traditional Vietnamese songs as well. When he got to Australia, he did put guitar strings on it, but originally I think it was some kind of wire. But you could change the keys and the lengths of the strings, and so it was quite a versatile instrument.
And this is what it sounds like, as played by Min Tam Nguyen in a recording from 1984. Min Tam Nguyen toughed it out on his own until his family was able to come and join him in Australia. And that's when he felt he could leave this part of his past behind.
After that moment, he kind of hung up the strings on the Dan Trey. I don't think he played after that. But yeah, I mean, this object, for us, it was so interesting being a guitar-like musical instrument. But at the same time, this is, I think, the object that has the most correlation to our history and family as well, and the immigrant life. Obviously, he had a very different experience, and it was a lot harder than what our family had to go through, but nonetheless, those similarities, those stories are familiar to us.
Slava, this instrument was invented in 1976, the year you were born, and around the time when, as you say, Len, a lot of Vietnamese refugees were coming to Australia. Can you speak a bit, Slava, about how that the piece recognises that part of Australian history?
We kind of tried to marry traditional Vietnamese sounds and even a folk theme with modern ideas, an Australian variation on this.
Part of the idea of that was because I think that's what he would have done as well. You know, this instrument, he could play Western music and Vietnamese music. The opening is very much the feeling of leaving or of running away. And so this repetitive pattern keeps going that are built on Vietnamese folk songs. And there's one part in the piece where it opens up and there's a distinct change in the feel of the piece to Western ears, more of a traditional sound. And that was meant to depict the feeling of arriving in Australia and finally finding your home away from home.
Leonard and Slava Gregorian, and here's their piece, Dan Trey.
Thank you.
Dun Tre, written and performed by the Gregorian Brothers. I'm Alice Keith, and This Is Us, a musical reflection of Australia, was commissioned by the National Museum of Australia to mark their 20th anniversary. Head to the ABC Classic website to view the objects, find out more, and buy the Gregorian Brothers album featuring all of the music in the project.